and we're going to tell you about our holiday.
What holiday?
The holiday we had in Italy.
Oh yeah, the one we went to Lido di Gesello.
That's correct, and it was on the northern coast of Italy.
Right by Venice.
On the Adriatic Ocean, the water was really inviting, blue and warm and azure.
And right by Venice.
And we went by coach, didn't we, Jessica?
Oh yes, the coach journey was the best part of the holiday.
Oh yes, so it was.
We had so much fun, didn't we, Lee?
Yeah, and we had this wonderful courier.
Oh, he was the best.
Absolutely. He was so big.
He was so helpful.
He took up 4 seats in the bus all by himself. And that was when he was only sitting now.
Well, anyway, dear sweet Uncle Brad, kind man that he is, definitely, we would have been lost without him. He got up.
Yes, because he knew his way to Liverpool.
Yeah, he knew where the bus stop was. We didn't even know where the bus stop was, did we?
No, we didn't.
Okay, now we worked out that this actually works and everything, we're going to actually tell you what really happened. Okay, we're going to tell you all about our holiday to Italy and everything. And we'll start with the journey, won't we, Lee?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
By the way, hi.
They know you. You talk rubbish.
Just saying hi.
Oh.
I haven't seen anybody for ages. Just saying hi.
Oh, okay. Right. Are we ready now? Mm-hmm. Okay. You start.
We went to Italy.
No, the journey.
I'm just telling them where we went. I mean, there's no good telling them where the journey is, is it?
No, tell them all about the journey. Well, start telling them about the journey.
The journey. We went by coach, and it's supposed to be a luxury coach with air conditioning and reclining seats, because we had to sleep on it overnight. Well, the seats reclined about 1/2 inch, and the air conditioning was non-existent unless you opened the canopy on the roof of the bus.
So, that's very true. Very
I mean,
true.
That was fine while it was dry, wasn't it?
Yeah, but when it rained, it was a little wet. Mm-hmm. Especially if we're on the top, like we were, you see, because I have to be up there because I can't take smoke. And non-smoking people were upstairs, you see. It sounds like we were all on fire. Anyway.
But the rain soon cooled it down.
No, it's just that the seats were really inconvenient, weren't they?
Yes.
I mean, they were very upsetting because they would not move 1 inch, would they?
No.
I mean, and it was really uncomfortable. Okay. Now, we started off from Liverpool on one coach, which wasn't too bad. And then we got to Farthing Corner, where we changed coaches, didn't we? Well, that was ridiculous because the coach driver, or was he the courier? Anyway, he said... Well, you're not on my coach, he said, looking down his list. And so we said, well, whose coach are we on? Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
So he said, well, I just happened to have 2 spare seats. I suppose you can have these.
I mean, he wasn't even being amusing, was he?
No, he was serious.
He was serious. So he was just one horrible person, which we found out to our displeasure for the rest of the journey, actually.
Yeah, later on we found out he was really horrible.
We don't really want to talk about him too much.
No, but we wanted to tell him what he was like. And you know what he did to these poor girls that were on the coach before we got on? Because, don't laugh, this is true. Because they had a cool bag, right, he had a fit, didn't he? And
yes.
He hit one of them across the head, and the other one he pulled her hair. Just because she had a cool bag. I mean... I know I'm laughing, but it's really not funny. And they're planning on prosecuting him. Stop it! This is seriously. This is serious. Stop it! Lee, don't put this on pause because you're not getting on with it.
I'm sorry about that. hysterical laughter.
Outburst. Right, Laura. Shall we continue?
Yes,
right, go on.
No, you're going to tell them about the horrible
beast. Oh, yeah. The man. Right. every time he came up the stairs. What's wrong?
Shut up.
So silly. Every time he came up the stairs, isn't this true, Lee? He'd suddenly yell, "Get your feet in!" And it was really horrible. I mean, you're supposed to be there enjoying yourself, and he's the courier, and he's supposed to be making hell a good time, you know? And it was horrible. He wouldn't even give us any drinks, well, cool drinks. The only thing he wanted to sell us was warm beer. I mean, who wants warm beer in really hot weather? I mean, it's really ridiculous, right? Anyway, and one more thing I wanted to tell you about him before I go on, right? There were all these children on the bus, and they were so good, weren't they, Lee?
Yeah.
Especially that little girl, she was gorgeous.
They were really well behaved.
They were. You wouldn't know there were any children on that bus, and yet there were about five or six of them, weren't they? Upstairs alone.
And two of them were only about 2 years old.
Yeah, they were really well behaved. Anyway, this one man said to this guy, horrible courier, said to him, "Is it all right, you know, if I take my child to the toilet? Will they have a toilet on the bus, you know?" Anyway, the courier said, "What? She's been three times already. Has she got to go again?" And I mean, I just think that's a terrible attitude to have towards children. Anyway, I'm not going to go on about it anymore because otherwise she'd like spoil the whole holiday. Right, go on. We changed at Farthing Corner. We got on this other coach with this wonderful courier to take us all the way to Italy. Your turn.
We went from Farthing Corner, which is on the way to Dover. And we got the ferry from Dover to Calais.
Yes.
It was wonderful because it was a beautiful clear day. And as we were leaving Dover, we could see the white cliffs, couldn't we?
Yes, it was really lovely.
We took some photographs, didn't we?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
The crossing was very smooth, and we stood at the back of the boat and watched out over the cliffs.
Yeah, we sat there and had our butties, didn't we?
Sandwiches.
Sorry, sandwiches, yes. We had our sandwiches.
We'd taken a nice salad, hadn't we?
Yeah, oh, that was beautiful. It was really nice.
And we took some beautiful photographs there, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the hovercraft going over the channel.
Yes, we did. That was very nice.
Took a photograph.
Yeah, you did.
And then we went out on deck, on the top deck, and we nearly got blown over.
Yeah, it was so really windy. Gorgeous, though. Amazing. Really nice. Smooth crossing. Very smooth crossing. Come.
And then we saw Calais approaching, didn't we?
Approaching? Uh-huh. We saw Calais approaching. We were approaching Calais.
You know what I mean? It was just getting closer and closer to us.
Sorry, I'm just trying to be funny. Go on.
But you're not succeeding very well.
Sorry.
I told you to go back to college and take that amusing course.
Alright.
Yeah, so we got to Calais, and then this stupid courier said to everybody on the coach, "Now all get your passports out as we're going, all get your passports out as we're going through customs," he said, "and I want you to hold them photographs out against the window so that the customs man can see them all." And we were all doing this on the top and the bottom of the bus. A lot of people, as Nettie said, had children, and they had to fish through all this stuff, luggage to find these passports.
We felt like stupid idiots, didn't we?
Well, some of you looked like stupid idiots.
Well, you did.
And we all held these passports against the window.
Mm-hmm.
And as we got past customs, he said it was just a practical joke.
Yeah, I mean, we were all very pleased about that, yes. I can tell you. Right, go on.
Anyway, so we drove through France, didn't we?
Yeah, we drove through parts of France, and then by about, we didn't actually stop the coach then until 10 o'clock that night,
mm-hmm.
when we had our first break. I don't know how many hours we've been on the coach, quite a long time, and we all needed to stretch our legs because there was very little room between the chair in front and the chair behind, was there?
Yes.
So anyway, we finally had our stop about 10, and it was in, I think, France, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And we got out. Motor station, you know, motor.
It was equivalent to our service station.
Yeah, service. And we sat on the grass, and it was so hot.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it was so hot. We went into the toilet, and there were only three of them. I couldn't believe it, because in England there's like 20 of them at the service stations. But there was three. There was a queue a mile long for the toilets. All I did, I went straight in, turned the tap on, didn't we? And we just splashed ourselves with cold water. People thought we were mad, but really cooled us off and felt more refreshed. And we then sat on the grass and we had like a picnic dinner.
Yes. It was nice. Well, then we went back on. We had a break from 45 minutes to an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we went back on the coach, and then we were supposed to sleep in this. We weren't stopping again then from 10 o'clock in the evening until 7:30 the next morning. But as we were driving through the night, I mean, it was very difficult to sleep. It was so hot and stuffy on the bus.
Oh, and the courier kept shutting the windows, didn't he, up the top, on the top of the coach. Mm-hmm. Not windows, what do you call them?
It's like sliding thing.
Yeah.
What do you call them? So like a sunroof.
Sunroof, yeah, and he kept shutting them. Mm-hmm. It was very helpful. But anyway, we drove all night through Switzerland. And we were really upset about that because we wanted to see that. That was one of the reasons we picked to go by coach, so we couldn't, you know, so we could see the countries we were driving through.
Well, also, but I was going to just say that because I kept waking up during the night because it was so difficult to sleep, wasn't it?
Mm.
And I kept nudging you, didn't I, and saying, let's go look at that. There was such beautiful scenery on it, even in the evening. It was late when we were passing through, but there were lights in some places. And then as it got to dawn, you could see the lakes and the mountains. Oh, it was absolutely fabulous. And it was such a breathtaking view.
Yeah.
And that's a kind of because you slept.
I saw some of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, when we woke up, we were in Italy then.
Just the beginning.
Yeah, we were just in the beginning of Italy. And we went in and, oh, this was funny. I went to the toilet. And Lee went to get like a drink of tea for us because she didn't need to go to the loo. So she got this tea, but she was telling them about getting the tea.
Oh dear. What you had to do was go to one counter, ask for what you wanted, and pay for it. And then you went to, they gave you a receipt, and you went to another counter, and they gave you, or supposed to give you, what you paid for on the receipt. Well, this lady, she looked like a German tank. she snatches the thing off me. I mean, I thought it was a man of faith. You know, she had like 6 beer stein on each arm. And she gave me 2 cups milk.
She threw them at
and
you.
And some sugar and a spoon. But we didn't get any tea. And then we realised we had to be back on the coach because we'd only had half an hour break.
We only given 20 minutes,
so we had to leave it, didn't we? Didn't get a drink.
We never even got tea. I'm paid for it, and that made me furious.
And this man on the coach, as I say, it was really boiling hot by this time. He had no cool drinks on the coach whatsoever, but he didn't tell us that it was the Italian national holiday and it would be on the coach probably for hours. I mean, he just said, you know, there's 20 minutes to half an hour break and that's it. I mean, if he'd have told us we needed to get more drinks, we would have taken
the coach. Well, of course, we would have done, yeah. That was absolutely crazy. Uh-huh. So, anyway, we then carried on, didn't we, through Italy. And we got stuck at all the Autobahn things. Oh, that was terrible. Paying the tolls, you know, to go through all the different roads. I've never seen that before, but that apparently is quite normal in Europe, at least it seemed to be. It was like going on a motorway and paying at the end of it. And then going on another one, wasn't it? And anyway, there were so many cars. It's like everyone was heading to the beach, you know, in Italy. And we were in really traffic jam after traffic jam where we saw people pushing their cars and turning them off. And, oh, it was awful. And the coach driver kept our coach running, of course, and of course turned the heat on so we wouldn't overheat. Wasn't that nice of him?
Mm-hmm.
And it was then he very kindly told us we were all in 120 degree heat, didn't he? And that it could take us another 4 or 5 hours for us to reach our hotel. So we were really pleased about that. Anyway, we'd taken the precaution to buy a couple of fans, you know, those battery-operated fans, and had plenty of eau de cologne on us, didn't we?
Yes.
If we'd been without that, we would have been dead. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
In fact, that woman did die, didn't she? There was a woman who died on that coach a week or so before that, wasn't there? That was awful. Go on.
He's going to leave it at that. She didn't just drop down dead. I mean, the lady had been ill before she went on holiday, but the coach journey proved too much for her because she died of heat exhaustion.
She had a tumour or something, didn't she? Heat exhaustion added to it.
So she didn't just, like, flake out on the coach, you know?
All right, Luke. Carry on.
Anyway, we were supposed to arrive at our hotel by midday, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't arrive until 2:30 in the afternoon, did we?
Correct.
But fortunately, it was the most beautiful place
Oh yeah, Lido de Gesalo is beautiful.
It was absolutely beautiful. It was
really lovely.
And the hotel was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes, the hotel was gorgeous.
There was a young girl there, a young lady that they're there to meet us when we arrived at our Keys.
Petra.
And she showed us to our hotel room, and all we wanted to do was just get a shower, wasn't it? Oh, that was like heaven.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Definitely, I remember that.
The room was lovely, and
clean.
Absolutely clean.
Well, it really
we had
nice.
A balcony overlooking the front.
Yeah.
And as you went out of the door, we had there was another balcony, which overlooked the
swimming pool and the beach.
And on the beach,
lovely.
We had our own parasol.
Yeah, we had our own parasol with two deck chairs, didn't we? Beautiful.
That was with our room. Every time we showed the key, we were given that. On the beach was beautiful. It was clean.
Yeah.
There would be a track that used to go along every morning and break the sand. And, you know, there was bins everywhere. And everything was spotless. The water was beautiful.
And the pool was lovely as well.
Oh, yes.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Absolutely
lovely. That was really hot, too. Gorgeous.
Well, as I say, when we got there, we had a nice cool shower, didn't we?
Then we had a siesta, didn't we?
No, we went shopping.
We went to buy some
shopping because we were doing self-catering. And we went to buy some salad, didn't we?
Yeah, I could easily get into the siesta bit, though.
Oh, I know you could.
Nap every afternoon.
Yeah, so we walked along the road and we found where the Super McCarty is. That's what the supermarket's called. And we went along there, we wrote all the shopping list in Italian, didn't we?
Oh yes, we did. Yeah.
Latte,
and that lady
in the
supermarket, do you remember her? And I said to her, "They never smile around here," or something, didn't I? And the next time she served you, she had a great big beam on her face. So she understood perfectly well. That was kind of strange, you know. Over there, they all acted like they wouldn't, you know, didn't understand English, and all of them understood it and spoke it perfectly well. Well, most of them did, reasonably anyway. It was found out a little bit later they could speak it quite well. Can you tell them what you found out with it?
Yeah, we'll tell them about that when we went to
it. Go on then.
I was just saying about the supermarket and we wrote the things down in Italian, didn't we? So that if we got stuff, we could just ask somebody. Which that was quite
good. Oh, we'd be lost without our book,
We'd
have been lost.
Yeah, we bought an Italian phrase book. Well, it wasn't just a phrase book, it had quite a lot of valuable information in it.
Very valuable.
Anyway, so only that was on a Saturday when we arrived, wasn't it? We spent the afternoon just lazing about, really, and the evening. And on Sunday,
we went for a walk on the beach.
Oh, yes, we did.
Late at night, too. It was really nice.
And the water was still warm, wasn't it?
It was gorgeous.
Oh, it was beautiful. We paddled along the beach.
It was really nice.
The water was still warm. It must have been like 10:30, like a pop up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You were amazed. I thought, we'd never do this in England.
I know, it's quite true.
Right.
Okay, do you want to continue talking about the place where we were?
Yeah, we'll talk about the place we were first.
Okay.
Or where we were. Go on. Oh, okay. Well, they had some really nice boats out there, which we could go on. I had to rent them. And they were pedal boats. And they had them with slides on. They had all the different kinds, really nice, where you could just take them out to the water and, like, slide off and all that. But they had other kinds, which just pedal on. And, what's wrong? Apparently I'm talking too fast. Sorry. Anyway, where was I? Well, you could get in the boats and you'd be very surprised because of the actual water. It was not very deep at all. I mean, you could pedal out for miles, couldn't you? And you could get out and stand up practically. It was really shallow, wasn't it? So you had to be very careful because when you were pedaling out on the boat, there was people swimming around you. Really, you had to be careful for people. Well, not to hurt them anyway. And it was really good though, wasn't it? We got this boat gone. I'll tell you, because you did all the work. I just laid in the back of Sunday.
What do you want to tell them?
Well,
well, the first time we got the Padea out, we just paid for 1 hour, didn't we? It was £6 in equivalent to our money. It was 12,000 euros. And we went out for an hour, and we both paddled out quite a way, and then Netska, Sek and I lay on the back just to try it. I was a bit afraid the first day because I can't swim, and when the waves were coming, you know, and rocking us, I was a bit afraid because we were actually in the Adriatic. But the second time we went on, we went for 2 hours, and it let us sunbathe the whole time, and I had to keep in line with the sun. So I'll try and paddle backwards. So
that's true, so I could get a nice tan.
A nice even tan.
That's
I didn't
right.
want like stripes, you know. So,
no.
I did my best anyway, but I really enjoyed it. And we went out into the waves, didn't we?
Yeah, it was
which
great.
Was quite,
yeah.
quite fun. Really.
And it suddenly turned, didn't it?
Yeah, and the
suddenly
waves
got really choppy.
It
suddenly got really choppy.
It was really good fun then.
And then Lee was really enjoying it then, and I'm on the back hanging on for dear life as we're trying to pedal back, you know. Rather, she was trying to pedal back. Yeah. Oh, okay. We met some very nice girls on holiday, called Alex and Sharon, and they were from Manchester actually. They came on the same coach we did to the place, and they were in a hotel not far away from us at all. It was just one hotel away from us, wasn't it? And we had dinner with them one night. And they lent us the iron, didn't they? Because we had no iron. So it sounds rather strange that to go on holiday and worry about an iron, but it's rather important when you want to look neat and tidy. Especially at night time, because everyone over there used to dress up in their finest clothes, not a wrinkle on them, were there? And then they'd march up and down the street because they closed the street off right in front of us, didn't they? In front of a night time.
Closed the street off?
Yeah, they closed it off to cars.
That's not what you said.
Well, close it off to cars, and people would just walk up and down in front of the place, didn't they, all the time. Well, all night, anyway. It was never very quiet, say that for it. There was always plenty going on, but it was really it was good. And yet, you could have the quiet if you went down to the beach, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing, different from the
yeah.
Actually, we were on the beach one evening, and there was like lots of hotels along this particular strip.
Oh yeah,
and
was...
some of them had like artists on of an evening and things like that. But one artist, we thought it was Tina Turner. We had
yeah, we did.
Tina Turner was a disco, but it was actually one of these artists. But she really sounded like it.
She did. I thought she was. Good. Right. Now we better go on to some of the other things we did while we were there.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we'll tell you now about going to our wonderful, 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 wonderful place called Venice. That was really fabulous. We had a fabulous time there. We went on the Tuesday, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we did.
And first of all, you have to buy a bus ticket from...
Can I just tell them, first of all, what we charge?
Yes, go on.
Actually, they had tours, you know, to Venice. And for the tour to Venice, it was 37,000 lira, which would have cost us £18.50 each. But Metica and I chose to go alone because we didn't want to be tied with the tour group. We wanted to go where we wanted to go and explore the places we wanted.
Yeah, and
to
spend
go.
As much time in whatever place we wanted to. If something was really interesting, I wanted to stay there and look at it in more detail.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you're in a tour, you know, guide group, you have led off, don't you, and go to all the different things.
And they were in and out, weren't they, as fast as anything moving from one place to the other.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked that.
And they were
all
gone by dinner time, weren't they?
Yeah, they were all finished. Yeah. We stayed there till about 9:45, didn't we?
9:45 was
oh, 9:45, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, go on, you tell them about the ticket.
Well, the first time we went, we got this ticket. You have to buy it from a tobacconist. You can't buy them anywhere else, can you? And they cost, it cost 12,000 for us both, didn't it? 12,000 each to go. 12,000 lira to go, right? Which was £6 each, which is not very bad. It's a good price, I think. Anyway, so that was two bus journeys, wasn't it? And a boat journey. It was really nice. The boat journey was really lovely. We got on like a ferry and we sat down. We got near the very back so we could look out over the water. It was really nice. We took some pictures, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And it was a lovely day. It was really, really hot. We got to Venice, and it's just a beautiful place. The first place we saw was the Doge's Palace, and that was gorgeous. The architecture is absolutely fabulous. I mean, that's all I can say for it. It was excellent. And then we sort of wandered around a little bit first. We sat down in St. Mark's Square, didn't we? We had our lunch over to one side, still on the steps. It was really nice. There were pigeons everywhere. People were selling corn to feed the pigeons. And you'd see the children with corn in their hands and like 10 birds all around the hand eating, you know, the corn out of the hand. It was really, really lovely. We walked down some of the side streets and I found that the most fascinating thing.
Yes, it was interesting.
The architecture and everything was absolutely fabulous. I mean, really lovely. Some people say Venice is dirty, but if you look beyond that, it's a fabulous city. It really is.
And it was so historical. There were so many fabulous things to be really, really blessed with.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that day when we went and we saw these men making wreaths.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We thought they were flowers for a church. I'm not exaggerating. One was to be made in America, flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was full of leaves and flowers. And I asked we asked the man if he would take a photograph, and he said yes.
We thought we were very strange, mm-hmm. actually.
And then I asked
tourists.
Him, were they for the church? And he said, no, they were for a funeral. And we were just so amazed, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't have seen those if we'd have gone on a tour.
No.
And there were little houses, I mean, and the funeral was so pleasant.
They were lovely.
They went out to their way to try and
Yeah, it was a lovely little market there. In fact, that's where we bought a lot of presents, isn't it? Yeah.
The people were so lovely there.
Oh, yeah, they were really helpful. Really nice.
And they have fruit on sale, and they've been water pouring now.
It looked so refreshing. The only thing is, I didn't like the price of the Cokes and things like that. They were charging, say, $2 for a can of Coke, which I thought was a bit ridiculous, but I suppose they've got to make their money somewhere.
Well, that was only in certain places.
Yeah, quite a few places. We found a couple of cheap places, but that's only because we were really looking. We weren't looking in places like a cafe or something like that with the price of them.
But also, when we went to Venice, we took bottles of Coke.
Well, we did. We took a litre bottle, didn't we? We shared that. But, no, it was really lovely. And then after we'd sort of had a wander around, I kept saying to you, I want to go back to the Doge's Palace. And I want to look around that. So we came back to the Doge's Palace. We queued to go in there. And we took some lovely photographs. I just hope they turned out. I'd be very upset if they haven't. And we bought a very special ticket. We could go and see, how many things was it? Five?
Six
things. And if you paid 16,000 lira, you had these special tickets to go in these six different museums. And I was, you know, saying to me, I think we should get that, because it had also, well, included the Doge's Palace,
yes.
didn't it? And several other museums.
Well, it would have cost 8,000 lira to go into the Doge's Palace.
By itself, yeah.
And that was £4. So for the extra £4,
we
went to the...
Yeah. Yeah, we got an extra.
The Carrera Museum.
Yeah, the Carrera one.
Where all those saved paintings were. Remember,
that's right.
Some of them were damaged. And
yeah, that's right.
They, you know, saved some.
And that was in St. Mark's Square, yeah.
That's right.
And then we went over to Murano, didn't we?
Yes.
And we saw the two.
We went to Murano that day, didn't we?
No, that was the next day. Next time we went to Venice. But anyway, that day, we looked all around the Doge's Palace. And that was beautiful. Oh, I have... The painting was just... absolutely out of this world. I mean, I couldn't believe the art. I mean, the paintings on the ceilings and the walls and everything were just fabulous. I mean, really fabulous.
It took
your breath away. It really did. It just took your breath away. It was so fabulous. It was so beautiful. The paintings were just, they were so real. Really. And we went over the Bridge of Sighs, didn't we?
Yes.
And we didn't even realise we'd been over it, did we? I mean, we looked at the stonework and I thought, well, I've seen that somewhere. I think I remember that from somewhere, but I don't know where it was. And I looked down to where we looked up to it. And I thought, I'm sure we've seen that place before. And then afterwards, when we looked at the postcard, I said, that's the Bridge of Sighs. That's when we went over. Do you remember? Because we went down, we saw the prisons, didn't we? They didn't look a very nice place to be, I'll tell you. And then it had the courtroom as well, where the prisoners would have been taken to. And, oh, not very nice.
The wood paneling.
Yeah, the courtroom was nice, but the prison was horrible. Really horrible. Sorry, I dropped my H there. have to be careful, certain people are listening to this. Yes, Father. No. Anyway, where was I? So, after we'd been to the Dodgers Palace, it was sort of, that's all we had time for that day, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because we took all that in, and we really took our time in the Dodgers Palace. Took our time going from room to room. It was really fabulous.
Just so much to see.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So much to see. And then, I mean, you could have stood in one room for an hour and just
gazed. Taken
it in,
yeah.